Glad it's not one of them ones that goes around your ear.
The Bible says to abstain from the appearance of evil. I don't want to look like Joel Osteen. Amen. Right there. Amen.
Praise the Lord. It sure is a blessing to be back with you this morning. It's been about a year since I've been here. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things have gone on. Water's gone under the bridge. But I'm glad that Jesus is the same the yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Amen. It's a grateful privilege and opportunity to be back with you. We'll be looking in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. Book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And we'll read verse number 7. Bible says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. I'll read one more passage of scripture and you can be seated. In Luke chapter number 17, verses 26 and 27, the Bible says, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. You may be seated. We'll go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful for this day, and God, we're thankful for this opportunity to be in your house, Lord. We're thankful for the good spirit in here this morning, Lord. You know the need in each and every soul, Lord. You know, Lord, the lost soul here, Lord. You know the saint, God, that needs some encouragement. And God, I pray that you'd help us, Lord. I pray that you'd fill us full of the Holy Ghost, God, for without you, Lord, we can do nothing. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us here this morning, speak to you people, and we'll give you all the glory for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Reminded here this morning of a man by the name of Noah. And from what I read, from what I understand, one of the more important people in these passages of Scripture in this Bible, for without Noah and his obedience to God, there would be none of us here this morning. That would have been the end of the line of man. And with that in mind, here in the book of Genesis chapter 6, in verse number 5, it said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. We find that here in the day that Noah was in, it's not very much different from the days that the earth is headed to, is it? Yes. Wickedness everywhere. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the later days. Here we are. This world's a wicked place, isn't it? It's not getting any better, but it's continuing to get worse. Abortion, marriage, given in marriage, the highest rate of divorce, drunkenness, fornication, sodomy, evilness, all around, everywhere that we look. And it's nobody's fault but ours. Man's heart is evil. It's on evil continually. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, everywhere you see, you cannot go anywhere without seeing sin, without seeing wickedness and evilness in the sight of God. It is a shame and it is a disgrace. But even here, I'm to remind you that even as the days were wicked and they were awful in that day, that God was so angry with man that he said, I will destroy him. I'm going to wipe my creation from the face of the earth. And God loved man. He loved Adam. He created him. He fellowshipped with him. But he had had enough. You know, people make God out that all he is love. One of God's attributes is love, yes. But God is a holy God, and he is a God of holiness, and he must punish sin. And here the time had come. God's anger had built. He was angry with man. The end was nigh. That's a scary place to be, isn't it? But I'm glad that that wasn't it. I'm glad that there's a verse number 8 in Genesis chapter number 6. It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Man, he was in a wicked, he was in an evil day. But yet, even in the midst of a wicked and an evil day, Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Noah had an example in his life, those that had came before him, that he had watched and grown up with. And there's not many people in this Bible that it said they walked with God. He was a just man and upright. And I'm here to tell you, because we live in wicked days, because the days are getting evil, that is not a time to give up. That is not a time to quit. That is not a time to forsake the house of God. The Bible says that we are to love Him and to be with Him always. There Noah was in the midst of an evil day. He was faithful to the Lord. Now imagine the catastrophic effect it would have had if Noah would not have been a man after God's heart, would not have walked with God, would not have been righteous and upright. There would have been consequences, wouldn't there? We would have been in a mess. I want to ask you this. In this wicked day that we live in, can that be said of you? Can it be said of you that they are a Christian? I know they walk with God. Can it be said of you at work that I know that they go to church? I know that there's something different about them. Can it be said of me? Can it be said of you that they walk with God, that I know that they're one of God? There is something different about them in this generation. You won't have to wear a t-shirt on it that says, I love Jesus or I'm a Christian. Amen. It'll speak for itself. Amen. There Noah was. Let me encourage you that no matter how evil the day may be, do not ever give in. Amen. Do not ever give up on the Lord. Do not ever stop loving and serving Him. For you're not just going to affect yourself, but you're going to affect those around you. It says these are generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Has a lot to say about his family. He said Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Down to verse number 13, it said, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. We find in verses 14 through 16, he lays out a plan on how the ark is to be built. He tells him how tall to build it, how long to build it. He's to put one window, and he's to put one door. God gave a plan of escape from the wrath of God. Just as he gave one door into the ark, God has given one way into heaven, one way into salvation. And just as a plan was made in the day of Noah to escape the wrath of God, I'm here to tell you this morning that there's been a plan made when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, when He gave His life and He shed His blood, that you might be free from your sins. But there is not many ways to Jesus. It's not through Buddha. It's not through self-righteousness in your heart. Amen. It's not of good works. It's not of being enrolled on the church roll. It's not of being baptized. It's not of being a better person. But it is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that day there was one way of escape. It was going to be in the ark that Noah, God commanded Noah to build. And in this day, my friend, there is a judgment coming like this world has never seen before. And it's not coming as a flood of water. The Lord said He'd come back and He will destroy this earth with fire. Time is running out. Oh, sinner friend, you know you're lost. You know you're on the brink. You know you need to be saved. You know that you have eternity in hell without God waiting on you. You know you're miserable. You found your way into the house of God and He's dealing with your heart. Do not turn Him away, but come unto Him. There'd be nothing worse in this life than to hear and know the truth. Know the plan of salvation. Know that God loves you and He died for you. And He made a way for you to escape the wrath of God. And you reject it and have to live in all eternity knowing that you could have, but you did not. Noah was a man of faith. Noah was a man that did not care what other people thought of him. Amen. Can you imagine even that the earth had never seen rain at this point? The Lord watered the earth with the mist, with the dew of the ground. The earth was covered in the firmament. They'd never seen rain. They didn't know what it was. He said, I want you to build a boat. And here's Noah building a boat here in the middle of the dry ground. And not just not a yacht, not a ferry, not a tugboat, but this thing was a monstrosity. I mean, you could see this thing from a ways off. I don't know if you've ever seen the Ark in Kentucky, but that thing is big. You're going to notice it. It's not something you're going to hide behind your privacy fence and subdivision. I mean, everybody knowed what was up with Noah. Couldn't get away from it. But you know what? He had faith that that's what God told him to do. Put that in perspective for you. Be like us getting together and building a spaceship. You're done laughing now, I hear you. And what was much different than Noah doing that, building an ark for a worldwide flood, the earth would be flooded with rain. Yeah. They did the same thing. And I'm not getting on anybody, I'd probably done the same thing if I was there. Never seen, never heard of it, but here Noah is building this ark. I can see people coming by, they mocked, they laughed. They made fun of, they scoffed him because of what he was and what he was doing. Because people make fun of you, because they look down on you, because they think you're crazy for coming to the house of God, for serving Him, for doing what you do as a Christian. Don't let that stop you. Amen. Don't let that alter the way you think or change the way that you do things, but let it make you more determined that you're going to keep doing what you're doing because it is right. Amen. I see here that Noah wasn't in it by himself. He had his family. He had his wife. Bless his wife's heart. I'm sure they had a lot of long talks in the evenings. I'm not married, but I've been around mom and daddy long enough. I know they have some talks. I hear Noah pouring his heart out to his dear wife. Miss Noah, boy, it's been a rough day. You should have heard what they're saying about me now. They think we're crazy. I can hear over and over, but they stuck with him all the way through. And you know, calling to God to preach is not for ladies. It's very clearly laid out. But you know what? There's a lot of ladies in my life that I know I can call right now and say, will you pray for me? Will you help me? Will you encourage me in prayer? There is a call to all. You say, I can't serve. I can't go. Some things I can't do. Well, I tell you what you can do. You can encourage and you can pray. Man, what an encouragement his wife was to him. And there it finally came. They worked. He preached for 120 years. He was long-suffering. God gave a space to repent. He preached every day, it's going to rain. Yep. The wrath of God is coming. You better get on board the grace of God before it's too late. 120 years. That's a long time. Yep. I had an aunt. She died at 105. God blessed her with a long life. I hope I got some of those genes. Preacher's talking about this morning. But I thought that she'd come over on the Mayflower. I mean, 105 years. That is a long time. But here Noah preached for 120 years. Every day. You better repent. The wrath of God is coming. And I know he probably said, God, is there not something else I can preach? No, that's what you need to preach. That's the message for this hour. Yep. And you know that everybody got tired of hearing it. It's like a guitar. It's got so many strings on it. But if you hit the same chord over and over and over and over again, it gets aggravating. It's not what you would expect, but there he was. Over and over and over and over again, he preached the wrath of God is coming. You say, well, that's all that preacher preaches on is sin and hell and salvation. You know, God's putting it on his heart. There's a reason he's preaching it, because you need to hear it, because time is running out. Said in verse number 18, he said, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark. Thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Goes on to talk about the animals and the creeping thing coming two by two. Chapter number 7, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Verse number 7. Noah went into his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, of the beasts that are not clean, and fowls, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were open, or were upon the earth. Anybody been raised around a farm?
Yep.
I was. Goats, animals, when you try and lead them to do something or want them to cooperate with you, you know what happens? They usually do the exact opposite. They are hard to deal with. That would have been enough for me to see all these animals voluntarily, two by two, marching into the ark. They knowed what was coming. The Lord had put it in their heart. He led them into that ark. That would have been enough for me to say something bad is fixing to happen. There went in Noah, his family, and all these animals two by two, and yet nobody moved. Nobody else went forward. Nobody entered into the plan of God. It was open. The opportunity was there. He was saying, come. You know what happened? The day came. Door was shut. The day of salvation was over. Sat there for 7 days. You can hear the mocking and the scoffing and the jeering. I told you nothing was going to happen. You crazy old fool. In the ark, in this thing you said God told you to build. This was a waste of time. Then all hell breaks loose on the earth. The rains come, the fountains of the deep bust open. There was no more opportunity. There was not a bumper sticker on the back of the ark that said, smile, Jesus loves you. The time of love, the time of opportunity of repentance was over. This was not a happy little picture of a boat and a rainbow stuffed full of animals floating on a blue sea. This was a horror story. This was the end of life for almost all the population of the earth. This was the wrath of God being poured out upon the earth itself. Amen. You may hear those that laugh and say, Jesus is not coming again. Hell is not real. Judgment is not coming. Sinner, your friends may laugh you into hell, but they will not laugh you out. They may scoff and mock in this day against the Lord Jesus Christ, but there is coming a day when His wrath will be poured out upon this earth. The time of mercy, the time of salvation will be over.
That's right.
There'll be no more opportunity, no more chances.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I plead and I beg with you. Noah had friends that he left behind. Noah had family that he left. And it wasn't because he didn't warn them. It's because they would not listen to what he had to say. May I encourage you, child of God, don't ever give up on your family. Don't ever give up on your friends. You witness to them. You tell them about Jesus to the last breath and your body leaves. There is always hope. There is always chance. There is always opportunity for a sinner to come to Christ. Boy, what a sad day for the sinner. What a sad day for those that rejected the plan of God.
Amen.
Sinner friend, you reject God, it's going to be a sad and a bad day.
Yeah.
But praise God. Knowing his family wasn't under the wrath of God, was he? When the fountains of the deep broke open, when it came to pass after 7 days, the waters of the flood were upon the earth. It said all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, Bible says in verse number 23, in the latter half of the verse, it says, Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know what happened? Noah, even though they mocked and they scoffed, he kept on and he kept on. He did what he knew was right to do. And he went inside the plan of God. And when God shut the door, he was sealed in the plan of God. Praise the Lord, child of God. If you've been saved by His grace, God's wrath was taken for me. It was taken for you. On Calvary's cross, God's judgment was poured out upon Him so we would not have to take it. Just as His wrath was poured out on the ark, it took what should have been Noah and his families. Praise God, saint, child of God, His blood took it. It washed me clean. My wrath has been taken by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not appointed unto wrath, but unto mercy. Amen. Safe inside the plan of God. I want you to notice this. He started out on the earth. When the wrath came, what happened to the ark? It was lifted up above the earth. It was lifted up above the judgment, what was going on. And praise the Lord. You can stay here when the rapture happens if you want to. But I'm going when He calls. Amen. Hey man, I'm going out of here like Superman and coming back like a Lone Ranger. Hallelujah. They were raised above the wrath of God. One of these days when He comes back, we're not here. We're not appointed unto judgment, but we're going to be with Him. We're going to be with Him in the clouds and the air. We're going to be with our Savior. And we will not return to this earth by ourselves, but we will come back with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know what happened when the ark touched back down to the earth? It says in verse number 15 of chapter number 8, it says, "And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil and from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done." Boy, when the ark touched back down and the door opened, what was there? It had been washed clean. There was no trespassing signs. There was no do not enter. There was no gated subdivisions or homes. You know what the Lord said? I reward here, it's all yours. Take, be fruitful, and multiply. Praise the Lord. You know what's going to happen when we step on the other side of glory? When the Lord comes back, what do you say? He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to say, here you are. It's all yours. No more sin, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more suffering. Amen. Child of God, it all belongs to you. Amen. So what's the point of the message this morning? Point is, time is running out, sinner friend. You need to get saved. You better do business with Him while you can. Amen. I believe absolutely in a whosoever will salvation. But it is not a whensoever salvation. If God is dealing with your heart, you better do business while He is dealing with you and showing you that you need salvation. Child of God, as it was in the days of Noah, it's coming. It's here. May we be faithful. May we not back down now. May we not give up. May we not lose sight in the plan of God. May our faith not dwindle in the days that we live in. May we know that He is on the throne and He has a purpose and He has a plan for His people. Amen.